Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 5th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for March 5th to March 12th and beyond? Not much changes in the zodiac this coming week. So, I am going to use this segment to analyze what happens for each rising sign with Mars in its new position in Aries. Mars is transiting through sidereal Aries from March 1st to April 12th, 2017. This is good news for Mars because Aries is one of the signs Mars rules, and a planet in its own sign makes that planet happy and strong. Therefore, Mars' significations do well for the next 6 weeks. It's the planet of action in the sign of the pioneer, the planet of effort in the sign of initiative and adventure. It's a great time for initiating new projects, taking independent action, engaging in competition, playing games, and so forth. On the downside, the Mars qualities of haste and impulsiveness also get a boost, so careful of risky behavior. Since Mars is the planet of energy and action, wherever it transits in your natal chart, it energizes that part of your life. Mars likes physical activities, even more so if there's some competition involved. That's why Mars is the planet of sports. But Mars is also the planet of conflict and combat, so if it combines in a negative way with something in your natal chart, it can create problems. Self-assertion gets out of hand, and you get disagreements, fights, arguments, harmful acts. So now I'll go through the zodiac and describe some of the potential outcomes for each rising sign. Again, this is the sidereal zodiac. If you are using a Western-style astrology chart, you have to subtract 24 degrees to get the correct zodiacal sign. For Aries rising people, Mars is powering up your ascendant. You are going to have tons of energy, so you better have something to do. Both Mars and Aries like fast results. Therefore, your projects need to come to a swift conclusion. Best thing is to have an agenda, a hit list of what you want to accomplish each day. Also, some physical activity will help to bleed off the excess Mars energy. This is not a good transit for cooperating with others, especially if they have different ways of doing things compared to you. Mars is not into compromise. Any challenge from somebody else will be met with force. If you are Taurus rising, the Mars in Aries transit will affect your 12th house. This is not a favorable situation. Mars is the planet of conflict. The 12th house is hidden actions. The classic interpretation is attack from a hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Or you yourself may engage in actions that need to be done away from public view. The combat planet is not welcome in the house of the subconscious, where it produces all sorts of imaginary battles. In a more benign manifestation, this is also the planet of action in the house of humanitarian deeds. So you could be on a mission to save someone or something. Gemini rising people are experiencing Mars transiting through their 11th house. Since Mars has a high desire nature and the 11th house is the house of ambitions and goals, this works out to your benefit. Best to have something you want to accomplish. This sector of the chart also represents your friends and associates. Mars is the planet of brothers and comrades. Therefore, it's a good transit for group actions involving your associates, that is, those who are already on your side. For Cancer rising charts, Mars is transiting in your 10th house of public deeds, career, and professional activities. This is a favorable transit for moving forward in your career, for initiating a new project in your business. But in this position, Mars will do better if it's a project that you do yourself, and for which you get the credit. Mars wants honor and recognition. The 10th house is also the house of people with authority, like your boss. Be careful that your actions don't cause conflict with someone you have to report to. Mars is in the 9th house for Leo rising. The 9th house is long-distance travel. The planet of action suggests it's time to take a journey. Actions with Father and or with your guru are also promoted. Mars transiting in this part of your chart stimulates action regarding your beliefs. You feel prompted to get out and do some proselytizing. But you have to be careful. Mars in the 9th house can get too enthusiastic about identifying with your beliefs, with the result that you come into conflict with others' beliefs and descend into argument. Virgo rising people have Mars transiting in their 8th house. This transit can have various effects. It's the planet of action in the house of partners' wealth and finances with others. So you can expect something happening in that area. But it's also the planet of accidents in the house of big changes. Be on your guard for any risky behavior. There could be consequences. On another level, the 8th is the house of secret activities, and since Mars is one of the natural malefic planets, you have to be careful you don't get pulled into something sinful or even illegal. If you are Libra rising, the planet of action will be affecting your 7th house of partnership, making this a time for engaging in activities with your partner. But the 7th house is also the direct opponent, and since Mars is the planet of combat, this transit can manifest as some sort of contest, or worse, a fight. From the 7th house, Mars in this position directly aspects your 1st house of the body, and therefore can pose a physical threat. Sometimes this manifests as an accident. The 7th house is also distant places. You could be making a trip somewhere. For Scorpio rising people, Mars is transiting in your 6th house. Because Mars is the planet of battle and victory, and the 6th house is problems and struggles, this transit is considered good for overcoming the difficulty and fighting off the enemy. Mars in the planet is the planet of accidents, infections, inflammations. The 6th is the house of health, so be careful of a sudden health issue. The planet of action in the 6th house of employment manifests as new developments in your job or with employees or co-workers. Mars is in the 5th house for Sagittarius rising charts. It's the planet of desire and effort in your house of romance. This is a very proactive transit, prompting you to pursue that person you've had your eye on. Mars demands physical satisfaction. This is not going to be a platonic affair. If you are an artist, this transit encourages a new creative project. If you are involved in sports or games, this transit energizes you to participate and to win. If you have a child, it's a good time to engage in activities with your child, who may be a bit more rambunctious than usual. If you are Capricorn rising, Mars is affecting your 4th house. The planet of action in the house of home life gives you energy to do projects in your home. So, build that shelf system you've been thinking about, or plant the new garden. But generally, home life is not an appropriate position for the planet of combat. Relations with others in your household will get testy if anyone offers any resistance to your projects. Relations with mother can similarly be touch and go. Everything seems okay, but only so long as you are allowed to have things your way. Aquarius rising people get Mars transiting in their third house. Since this is the house of efforts and initiative, and Mars itself has those qualities, this transit is considered favorable for a new project. Therefore, best to formulate something and get going on it. Relations with third house people, in other words, siblings, neighbors, your familiars, will be okay, but again, only so long as they don't oppose your desires. For Pisces rising charts, Mars is affecting your second house. This transit is good for actions regarding your finances, but be careful of too much expenditure. Mars is hasty and impulsive, and its natural desire nature in your second house of possessions impels you to run out and make more purchases. As we might expect, having the planet of combat in the house of the family is not conducive to harmonious relations with family members. Also, be aware that Mars in the second house of speech engenders harsh speech, especially when challenged. So again, this is a strong, proactive Mars energy for 6 weeks. Everyone is influenced by it. By being aware of what part of your life it affects, you can make use of it in a positive manner. And also, stay conscious and be prepared for some of the downsides. And before ending, a gentle reminder to express your appreciation of the work it takes to produce these videos each week. Click on the donation button, visit the donation page, and help keep this project going. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates on Twitter as usual during the week.